Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the reason why they call it Sin City, huh? It's hot.
I admit it's to hot. Nothing. I admit to no sin.
All right.
I'm sinless.
Want to welcome everybody to the show, regulars and new. Thank you for joining us. We are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And if you'd like to post stuff or find out more local racing information, you can always go to thebombernation.com website. Thebombernation.com. Hosting tonight, we have the one, the only, JJ Nunn. How you doing, man?
Great, man. I got the AC blowing on me over here.
Nice.
It's a beautiful day. It's not hot yet.
It's not hot?
No. We're 2 weeks away from summer.
That's true. It's not even officially summer yet.
Yeah. And had a great day, man. Heat's coming.
It's coming.
That's okay.
Hey, we might be getting back down in the double digits, right, later this week, possibly.
Yeah, there's a cold front coming in. We're looking at
90s.
98, 99.
Cold front Sunday.
Hey, yeah.
A cold front sweeping in from Hawaii.
Can't wait for the cold front. Hey, believe it or not, that 10 degrees or so makes a difference, man.
We haven't, last year I think we had 3 days in the one teens. We haven't seen 120 in a while. I remember five, 6 years ago, we were topping out a couple days of 120, man.
Oh, yeah.
So this ain't bad. Everybody says it's hot. It's hot. It's not hot.
Hey,
yet.
You know, I enjoy it. It's not
hot
that bad.
Yet.
Not too bad. It wasn't that long ago. Like, I remember, it was probably 2-3 years ago now, but, I went down to Sedona, and the first day I went down there, I think we hit our first 115-degree day here, like, instantly, and, you know, just phone starts ringing after that for me.
Oh, yeah, your AC?
Yep. So,
this is your season, buddy.
This is it. I'm tired. I'm beat.
Season.
I've been up early, working late.
We got 3 weeks off. From racing, so
true.
Catch up on get your crystal ball out, fix all those ACs, and we don't come back till July 2nd. So you got 3 weekends to get those cars in order.
You know that three weeks goes by fast when you have just the weekends. If you even have that working on stuff, you know how that goes.
Well, you on emergency on call now.
Oh,
you 24/7. You got to run 24/7.
Whew. All right, let's not talk about that. Oh, man.
Gary's coming into his season also.
Hey, Gary. Speaking of Gary, the man always on a mission, also hosting tonight, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Busy.
All I've got to say is if you guys don't think it's hot, you must work in air conditioning.
Exactly right.
Because I don't work in air conditioning.
It's hot. It's hot.
It's effing hot.
Yeah.
My air conditioning works great in my boat.
Uh-huh. I'm sure it does.
Oh, man.
I'm sure it does.
I got to get those wheelchairs in and out quick to keep the cold in.
Uh-huh. You know, it's here, and again, keep hydrated. I know out at the racetrack, you know, we're on that asphalt, mid part of the heat, you know, when we're out at the track typically, so.
143. It was Saturday.
On the
asphalt? At 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
143 degrees. Took a temp check on it.
Now everybody wonders why Tim canceled the autograph session.
Our tennis shoes would have stuck to the asphalt.
Mojave canceled their races, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, they did, because it was going to be a
did
high
they really?
21. Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. This last weekend?
Yeah,
this past weekend. Wow.
I don't think they would have had many people racing in 121.
Everybody would have been wanting to race behind the water truck.
We've done that.
No, Jay. He said behind it, not into it.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is the first weekend I wasn't behind anything except the fence and the wall.
You know, I miss that because, you get in there, you're doing some stuff, and then you're like, man, who's running right now? I want to run up to the fence and start watching, the super stocks or the super late models or something, but you never get a chance to really catch
too
much. No,
I didn't have much time. I got to watch bomber race.
Bombers.
That's it. Didn't have a chance to watch anything else, trying to take care of five cars and seeing that all you guys have what you need. Of course, Friday night, we didn't have what we need in the steering wheel, but then again, if we don't have a steering wheel out there, we don't have to test the car. I don't have to fix nothing the next day. That's the method behind it.
I'm sure
there's the reason. Now he'll miss it.
I'm sure that you guys are not the only ones that's ever happened to. So,
I'm positive.
I know we've almost done it quite a few times.
And here's the thing. I bet it's not going to be the last time.
Right.
So it's all right.
What we're talking about is the car made it to the track. The steering wheel, removable steering wheel, didn't make it to the track.
We have Joe Security.
I'm getting old. I can't remember everything.
And Gary,
how do you understand my problem?
Well, Gary didn't want to race with vice grips on the steering column, right?
That's it. Just put a vice grip at 3:00, another one at 9:00.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. You got backup then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could even just go.
My electric bolt would have popped off.
Oh, sheesh.
It would have been a piece of cake.
Has that happened to anybody else? I mean, I know we've left our house and left them, and luckily was like, oh crap, we better grab the steering wheels or grab the suit or something like that.
Had everything else. Cars were set. They were set Thursday. Everything was done. Gary put the car in charge. That was it. Okay, and here we used to run two cars.
Right.
Me and Gary, all these years. Never forgot steering wheel. Now we're taking care of one car.
Nothing. Well, see, that's
now
what happens.
Now we're taking care of one car, and we forget the steering wheel.
Well, that's what happened.
I forget the steering wheel.
Your routine was
broken.
Broken, exactly. You're used to doing, okay, I got two cars. I got to check this, do this, do that. When you're checking this one, it reminds you what to do on the other one.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have that.
Thursday and Friday, I must have looked across the street 20 times.
It was like something's missing. Wait a minute.
No. The problem is you go out to go to work in the morning and you scratch your head of what in the hell is missing
right.
from across
something's
the street.
Right. Something's gone. Oh,
something's not right here.
You found that new addition this weekend.
Yeah, my first time in an official bomber race.
Yeah.
The only other time I've been in a bomber was in Mikey's car, but during the testing tune. So, I officially got to race a race, and not only a race, but first race with my son, Mike, start to finish. So,
yeah.
And he got to race me twice, which is expected. No unexpected.
And what did
there.
You think of it? The race, not racing with your son,
yeah,
the race itself.
Yeah.
Being on the other side of
yeah,
the
you
race.
Know, it was fun. It was interesting. It's been a while since I've been back on the track, and, and I'm with JJ on this, I want to push for the 21-second rule. I don't care how I drove that car, it did not want to go under 21 seconds. I tried everything. So, but that was the whole idea.
You understand the reason why I wanted to push that petition. Huh?
Yeah. So I'm going to be passing that around at the track now. But no, it was fun. It was different. Obviously, anytime you're on the track, it's fun. So
yeah. that was
but it's, but you get a different look being on this side of the fence than on that side of the
absolutely.
Fence.
Absolutely.
That was from last year And this year that JC Motorsports we raced, it was the first time we went green to checker in that division.
No.
There was
no
yellows,
cautions at
no
all.
No cautions. And it was wild. Trying to keep track of everybody, it was wild.
Yeah, I was looking around. I was seeing who was doing what and who was where. And Dan does a great job over the receiver, keeping calm and, you know, announcing things every once in a while, keeping everybody aware of what's going on the track. So as a race official, Dan Fitzgerald, so does a great job on that. So interesting. Fun. So
you should have.
Oh,
I did with that car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was driving one-handed, of course, but I had one hand on the door, driving with my right hand, not my left. So,
It's really easy.
Yeah, the last couple.
It's an easy car to drive.
Well, the thing is, I tried everything I could to get the ass in to come around, and I just can't do it on that thing. It's got too much weight on it, so it doesn't want to spin out. A lot of stuff I got to do.
That car won't break loose unless there's oil or water or some sort of fluid on the track.
So I need
Then I'm in my element.
Well, then
I'm sideways with that car, man. Then I'm in my element, and unfortunately, all of a sudden, it's like, damn, a yellow came out.
Well, that's what I got to do. Hook up a couple of spray bottles underneath the
wheels,
back tires.
There you go.
I'll be good to go.
As hot as the track was, it would dry up.
Yeah,
before
I know. No, it's good. The track out there at LVMS. Great job getting in the pits, getting guys in and out, getting them through tech fast, and I know it's hot out there, so good job. It was good night of racing, I think. So.
And the next race is July 2nd.
Yeah, 3 weeks from now, so you have time.
And speaking of that, don't forget we're going to have a barbecue in our pits.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget that.
Yes. Anybody
free.
And everybody. Yep.
Free.
Welcome.
Free. While food lasts.
Yes, while it lasts.
There'll be, four burgers and four
hot dogs
there, so you better get there quick.
Three and a half of each.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so that's cool. Everybody's welcome to the back, where the fuel
tank is
back there on the other,
BP Fuels.
Yep. On the other side of the track
entrance.
So or turn two, whichever way you want to look at it.
Right. So come on over and
walk to the back and look for our six bombers.
The smoke.
Look
for the smoke.
Look for the smoke. Yeah. And it should be good smoke. So, but anyways, we'll kind of roll forward here. We do have someone calling in here. We're going to get you on the line. Who do we have here?
You have Nick Nucitelli.
Nick Nucitelli, competitor. Thank you for calling. Hey, of course, the number 66 bomber out at LVMS. Thanks for joining us tonight on the show.
For sure. Thanks for having a show and letting me call in, man. That's awesome.
And there is one reason. Well, not one reason, but there is a reason you're calling in. Why don't you tell us about it, Nick?
So as some of you know, I'm a patrol sergeant for Santa Clara Ivins Police Department, which are two cities in southern Utah that combined their public safety agencies about 4.5 years ago. And this year, every year we've kind of done something for the community where we try to get everybody together. Certain police departments have like night out with the community and things like that. And me having a competitive spirit, I thought it'd be cool to invite the community to play kickball with the cops. And with the game of kickball, it's a cool sport. It's kind of fun, just like baseball rules, except you kick the rubber ball and try to kick a home run from there. And I kind of put it together to benefit some local families that have been affected by some recent traumatic brain injuries that have happened in our community. That once I talk to one person, they tell me about another person that they know, and that kind of involvement and getting other people to recognize some of those things that have happened with those families has guided me to put on this event and host it with my police department and public safety officials. So I'm real proud to be a part of that, and I just wanted to share the event with the other folks out there, because I know everybody in our racing family, we always do a real good job of working together and remaining as part of that family. And I'm just grateful to go down there and hang out with some of you cool guys and get the word out there. And I understood that you guys are going to come up, which makes me feel super proud and humble that you guys would come up and play kickball with the cops here this coming Friday in Santa Clara.
Yeah, Gary and I hope to make it up there. That's June 10th. And is this the first time you're doing this? Are you looking to do this each and every year, Nick?
Yeah, I started this is an inaugural event, and I kind of started out as more of like an intimate thing where I didn't know how much of a task I could manage with all the different teams, because like I said, we had one family out here. One of the families is called the Britton Chip, and he's one of the people that we're kind of raising money for. But he was a 16-year-old kid the day of his prom, and he was involved in a UTV accident, and he suffered a traumatic brain injury in that accident. And so that kind of, changed the whole dynamics of that family. And with that, they have to learn different things, and they're tasked with things every day that other families, aren't tasked with. So I thought to do that, and he's a young guy. He's made some great improvements from where he was, a year and a half ago to where he is now, which today is his actual birthday. He's made some big strides and done great things, and I want to continue to do those things. And this is the inaugural where I chose traumatic brain injuries, and maybe next year, I could coordinate that with some other people and always pick a good cause. But I'd like to kind of always play kickball to remember that, because it brings you back to your youth of playing on your elementary school, where the kids kind of dictated the rules and you had a fair game of kickball where it was a simple great game that anybody, all skills, all ages can play, and that's what I'm kind of incorporating to this, is to allow anybody and everybody to participate that has a desire to.
Right, that's pretty cool. I know when Gary was talking about it, I said kickball. The last time I played kickball was the last time I played tetherball back in elementary school. It was a little while ago.
And did you kick butt on that tetherball court? Or?
Every time. Jay's question is probably, hey, is this contact kickball? Because he wants to play against the cops.
Yeah. Well, you in the game of kickball, like a lot of the people that signed up to play, they're really excited, because in the game of kickball, once you get the ball and you're running to a base, you could just throw the 10-inch rubber ball at the person going to the base. And
right.
If you hit them, they're automatically out.
Right.
So I think people are really looking forward to trying to beam us with rubber balls once we run up to the base.
You guys got a target on you, you say.
I think it's a great target to have.
There you go. Hey, what's the easiest way if somebody is interested and wants to do this, get up there, whether they want to be involved in it or just come up to support other, the cause or something like that? What's the easiest way to go about this?
Yeah, the easiest way is just to email me, which is I have an email of Nick Nuck, and it's just Nick and then Nuc at Ivins, and that's the city that I work in, IVINS.com. And,
okay.
And there's a phone number if they would like to give me a call. It's 435-652-1122. And they can get a hold of me 24 hours a day. Or they can leave a message and I'll get back to them as quickly as I possibly can. I'm a graveyard guy, so I usually work from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until about 4 o'clock in the morning. So
Well, so you're going to be wide awake.
Once I wake up, I'll return those calls.
Cool.
Now, if you want to bring a team, I understand it's $300 registration fee, and 100% of that money is going right to these families, correct, Nick?
Correct. And the other family that I'm doing it for, I'll just give you a little bio of them.
The Leiden family?
Guy. Uh-huh. So the Ship family is a family that lives in Santa Clara that we're going to give the proceeds to. And then I have another family that lives in the city of Ivins, which I also police in. And I met him in my job details. I didn't really know much about him, but we continued to get some calls to his residence. And it turned out that Mr. Lydon, 53-year-old guy, hardworking dude his whole life, has four kids. One son's already in the military. His other daughter is in a local college, and then his other two children are still in high school. And he worked construction his whole life, and during a construction job last year, he fell off of a three-story building onto and got a frontal brain injury. And with the frontal brain injury, it causes a lot of anger management issues and some of the different thought processes that kind of go along with controlling some of those decisions that you make that you might not know that you make. And so he was the breadwinner for the family, and that can, with his injury and his long-term care in the hospital where he was there for, months upon months, I ended up having to physically arrest him right before Christmas last year. But that kind of sent the family into getting a little bit of help with some of our behavioral sciences and social workers that could then lead them in the right path to get him the help that he needed. And I'm proud to say that just a couple of weeks ago he was put into a long-term inpatient care facility in outside of the Denver, Colorado area, where they specifically deal with those kind of injuries. But like everybody knows, there's a lot of costs and a lot of patients and a lot of things that were probably, incurred during that time before he was even able to get there. So, just another family that's been affected. And there's a couple other families that are going to be there, but they've talked to me and said, hey, we kind of have a giant group of people around us that support us, and we've been going through this for a while. So anything you could do for those younger families, we've been there and gone through it, and if there's something we could do for them, that'd be an amazing thing. And I always read stories. I know you guys do too, about how when you do something that's completely unselfish and there's a lot of humility there for people, it makes you feel good. And I know racing cars is a great feeling, but some of these events where you could help people that aren't expecting it, and you just do the right thing. It's a great feeling that can't be replicated anywhere else. So I'm happy to do it, and I'm really proud and humble that you guys are thinking about it, and you guys saw the post on Facebook. And I have some other guys that are gonna be on your team when you do come up here that are some Utah racers and some other guys from Vegas that we're talking about coming up. So I hope all you guys can get together and kick the cop's butt at kickball.
Hey, how long does it take for the drive? I know you make this trek every race weekend, and thanks for doing that, by the way, for coming down and race. I know you do it for yourself, but it also helps car counts and all that to see somebody put the effort out to come out to the track. But how long does it take for somebody to get up to Ivins?
So when we tow there, it's about an hour and 30 to 40 minutes. It's about 104 miles from my house to the track.
Oh, cool.
And there is some construction going on right when you get past Mesquite, Nevada. But the easiest way is to get off at the Beaver Dam exit in Arizona,
okay.
and that's called Old Highway 91. And Old Highway 91, the first city you get to in the state of Utah is actually Ivins, Utah. And then the next one right after that is Santa Clara. So if people are used to kind of going the scenic direction instead of taking I-15 up through the giant gorge there, if they get off at the Beaver Dam exit, that's the quickest way to the city of Ivins and to kind of map quest it out for the event itself, which is going to be held at Goobler Park.
Okay, sounds good. And again,
what's the address to the Goobler Park there, Nick?
I don't know.
email him.
Well, our listeners out there.
Well, definitely, if you need more information, email Nick at nicknuck@ivins.com, correct?
Yes, yes. And they could, like I said, they could even give me a call here, and I'll answer any questions. Because it's a community event and a city event, if they'd like to donate, probably the easiest way to do that is to just contact the State Bank of Southern Utah, and all that information is on the Ivan City website. So if they just go to ivancity.org, like the registration forms there, the donation forms there, and even the rules to kickball, I posted on our city website to kind of give people an idea of what we're going to be doing there.
Yeah, I was looking at those rules. There's a conduct policy there.
They'll have a paddy wagon waiting there for you, Jay.
I'm like, I'm going to a police...
You're
going to
be shackled by the time you get out of here.
I'm looking at the conduct policy. I'm like, forget the conduct policy. Hey, is my picture up on the wall up there at all? Before I even cross state line, I need to know, Nick.
Are you even allowed out of the state, Jay? I'm not sure if you're allowed to leave Nevada.
Yeah, my jurisdiction doesn't go down Nevada, so I can only mess with you guys if I'm up here.
There you go.
Oh, if it did, you'd already have me in the back of the bomber in the trunk.
So this is his way of getting you up there so he can take care of it. So.
Remember, they're working together, David.
I could just imagine. He's already gone to his fellow officers and said, hey, look, I got this guy, J.J. Nunn, coming up. I'll point him out to you. Okay? Take care of it for him. That's all. I don't want to get involved, because if he gets another bomber, I got to get on the track with him again.
Now,
speaking of which, Nick, you had a great run this weekend. No third place finish. How about going green to checkered out there? Wild ride or what this weekend?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I think everybody just wanted to hurry up and hustle and get off the track because it was still like 98 degrees out there.
Right? Nobody fucking cautions. That's true.
I feel like there's a rhythm to the races, you know, and once you kind of get into a rhythm, you know, you settle in real quick and you just kind of have fun. And I feel like kind of like that's how this one went, you know, with the heat. I think if the car was prepared well and you had the mechanics of your car functioning good, you know, you were just going to run and continue to run to try to keep it cool. And I think that's what everybody was trying to do instead of, you know, be a little aggressive out there, just kind of run as fast as you could and get as much air through the car as possible. And I had a lot of fun. I mean, there's like five guys out there that are super, super competitive, and you have a real good time racing around them and racing against them. And at the end of the race, you know, I just had a fun time. When I got out of the car, I was just really excited that you know, it was a fun show for the fans, and a lot of people came up and said how, you know, we were able to hustle from the back and make some passes and put on a real good show for the people that showed up there, because I mean, that's who it kind of matters for, and you know, that's why we go out and race, to hopefully entertain the people that pay the money to have some fun.
Right, absolutely. And speaking of like hustling from the back, what do you think of the new point system out there with the way they changed it up from the traditional type of point system? Have you been looking after that at all?
No.
No. Do you point your point and you go out there and race?
Like,
and how...
You know, this is really my only. So when I raced, like last year, I told you guys I raced one full year at Irwindale, and then I moved out here to Utah, and then last year was my first. So this is really my third full season ever racing a car. So,
okay.
You know, I'm just kind of, And then I'm like, darn, why didn't I put a yellow rookie thing? I could have been like a rookie of the year or something.
There you go, right.
You know, but I'd like to do really well in points, but I think just racing and staying up front and like for me, you know, just keeping my Ford kind of living all season is a accomplishment in and of itself, and you know, that's what I'm you know, happy to do
sure.
And make the trip down there, because when we prepare, you know, to go down to Vegas, I try to make sure the cars is as prepared and ready to go on the track as possible, and then just kind of fine tune from there and try to run up at the front. And this year I've been lucky to do that, and I learned about a new rule that happened in that last race where I ran into the four car, and my intentions were not to do that. I take a lot of pride in racing people clean and keeping my car real clean and having that kind of persona
reputation.
About me. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I respect everybody out there, and I know all the hard work that goes into each and one of every of those cars, and it's never my intention to hit anybody. And he went high, and I was like, oh, maybe I can go low. And then at the very end, he went low, and I ran out of brakes in my car and hit him. And then I went back to the, I think, ninth. I think they put me ninth, and I apologized to him. And then I felt so bad. I saw him after the races, and they're a great family. You know, the Jacks family. I know they've been in Vegas like forever, and
right.
And they have a lot of respect around the bullring and stuff. So I saw Kyle after, and then I went and talked to him, and he's like, well, that's just racing. So then I thought, well, what could I do as like a good dude? So I went out and put together a care package for him and brought that to the track with him to him this past weekend. And I think it was appreciated and well deserved, and I want people to have a great time out there just as much as I do. So
cool. I'm looking forward to one of those care packages. I hope you
read into it.
That was Kyle Jackson hit.
I think guys are going to put themselves in your way now just because of that.
Kyle Jackson
ran in. JJ almost put me in the wall the very first time I went out there when I ran out of gas. I didn't get anything from him except
Kyle. Yeah, where's your care package, right?
Yeah, I tried to help the guy off the track. But you're picking on Kyle Jackson, a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Hey, who had mentioned
that?
I think
it's awesome, and I was really proud of my son. He's out there in the Bandolero, and he had a couple rough outings to start out his racing, and then he's just impressed me. And everybody that was out there this past weekend with the heat and the amount of effort. I think the ground was like 140 some degrees at one time.
Right.
You know, baking on your feet. So it's a testament to how much, you know, passion the people that come out there and race have. And that's something that, you know, we share with the fans. And as competitors, we know it between each other. But some of the fans that come out there, I think they are beginning to appreciate that and hopefully see the hard work of our passion pay off by some good racing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know this time of season, you know, some people in the stands might not realize you're in a fire suit, you're in a helmet, you're in gloves, you know, and
neck brace,
yep,
fire shoes,
and you got exhaust underneath your feet that usually melt the soles of your race shoes. You know, and it's just but we're out there every race, and hats off to everybody out there that races and involved at the track and all that, and the fans that come out. It's something that not everybody gets into, but when they do, I really appreciate it myself. So,
well,
yeah, that's awesome. And I still think, I mean, for you know, our class, it's a lot of fun, you know, to throw big old heavy stock cars sideways, and
right.
And when you have at least 20 cars out on the track from a regular, you know, person that's never been to a racetrack, and they see all these race cars come out there, it's like the coolest adrenaline dump that a fan gets. We in my pit, we brought a guy that just started working at the local shop here, And he came out there, and he kind of heard about NASCAR racing, didn't really know too much about it. And on the way home, he couldn't stop talking about how amazing it is to see race cars out on the track and hear the noise and the whole experience. And he's going to bring his mom and dad down the next time for July 2nd. So it's cool, man. But
well, let me tell you, if he comes down for that, he will not be disappointed. Everybody knows the July 2nd race out at LVMS is always a must-do event out at LVMS. Of course, you can go to LVMS.com and find out more. Click on the Bullring link. But, that's one thing about the Bombers division that a lot of people like is there's so much diversity in it. There's Fords, Dodges, Chevys, and then also, like JJ said, you got a 14-year-old, and then you got 50 years old.
Go ahead.
I didn't grow up there. 50-year-old-ish up there, a diverse racing experience in the bomber division, and all the divisions out there obviously have some diversity, but there seems like the Bombers have a lot of mix in there, so it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And and for people that just go out there, I think seeing the older cars, and it just brings back that Americana feeling, and they just they sound cool, and the colors out there are just awesome. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I wouldn't have it any other way. And it's a cool thing to be. And they should just change it to like stock cars, like the
street
name
stocks,
class.
Like they used to be.
Street stocks, yeah.
Now, Nick, was walking down lineup and had noticed your Ford. You drive a Ford Torino, but I did find out from you that you don't exactly have a stock OEM grill on that car.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Is that legal?
You said, you drive a Ford. So I asked Nick, he says, just put that on. And I'm like, really? He goes, it's from a Peterbilt. Nick, a lot of the guys out there take pride in their car and what they look like. Gary, one of them, it put some really nice paint jobs on it. But I bent over and I took my shirt and I was polishing the grill. I noticed the grill. I was like, gee. I says, that's an unusual looking Ford Torino grill. He goes, nope, it's from a Peterbilt. I was wondering if it was left over from one of those truck races that we had a couple months ago. You picked up some parts or something, Nick?
I don't know. I just like kind of tinkering, and if you see something that kind of will work, I think chrome on a car is always cool, and you don't see that a lot on like new cars nowadays. But man, the chrome that was on like the 70s and 60s and 50s cars, I always thought that was really cool. So I found that fake plastic chrome stuff, and I had to throw it on my car somewhere.
Well, he's got the right thing in mind, because I know when I'm on the freeway and I see anything Peterbilt coming up my butt, I move out of the way. So maybe it's working for Nick. So whatever you're doing, it's working.
Well, Nick, this Friday night, June 10th, we plan to make a trip up there. If there's anything you need, give Gary a call. You got his number. I'll be coming up to the St. Ivan's Police Department in Santa Clara in disguise, of course.
Look for the fake mustache and sunglasses.
And we hope to see you this weekend. That's June 10th at Goobla Park. Let's play some kickball with the cops.
Of course, everybody can go to IvanCity.org and look that up.
Yeah, and like I said, I really appreciate the time you guys let me have. I know this is a racing-only show, but some of these things hopefully cross over, and I could pay back the good things in another way. But I really appreciate it. Super humble, grateful, and I'd love to see you guys up here, and I'll treat you guys like royalty when you come up here, and try not to beam it at your heads when you run into first base.
Yeah, below the neck.
I have a designated runner, Gary.
Hey,
throw it at him.
And me and your pit guy is going to be on the same team, right, Nick?
Yeah, yeah. You got a couple of my guys that are gonna help you out, and it's gonna be an awesome event. And like I said, it's an inaugural thing, and it's something that I'm kind of building on. And I just wanna kind of get a feel for how it's gonna go, and then you know, see what next year holds. I'm excited. You guys are coming up to Utah to play. It's gonna be awesome.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and of course. Get signed up as early as you can. Go to ivancity.org. Email Nick at nicknuck@ivans.com, if I got that right.
Yeah.
Or you can call him at 435-652-1122 and get a hold of Nick. And if you want to be involved, now's a good time to do it. And sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, man. So it's a great thing you're doing,
and
much appreciated.
Yeah, and I'm on Facebook, so if any of the racers out there need to find me, you know, I have my name on Facebook, so they can track me down that way as well. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys. You guys have a safe trip up here to Utah, and I'll make sure that I get you some good players to play with, and appreciate the amount of time you gave me on the air today, and thanks for letting me race at the Bull Ring with the rest of the clan. It's awesome.
Hey, Nick, and don't forget on July 2nd race, we're having a barbecue in our pit, so you and your family and your team is welcome to come over.
We will be there, my man.
Okay.
Hey, and thanks.
Right.
That sounds good. Appreciate it, Nick, the number 66 Bomber driver all the way down here from Utah, every race down here at LVMS. I want to give you a big hats off to you. Appreciate you coming down every race and always putting on a great show for the fans. Somebody to cheer for, Nick Nusitelli, the number 66 Bomber driver. Can't miss it. Beautiful orange car.
Yep. We'll see you Friday, Nick.
Thank you, guys. You guys take care. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Nick. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
And also, Nick has his son, Tuscan Nusitelli, running out there in the Bandolero Bandits, which he finished in fifth.
Wow, good weekend. Nice.
Nick finished third, and he is actually third in points right now.
And thanks to him for taking out the time. He's at work right now.
Oh.
So he took the time off of work or out of work to give us a call and let us know about the kickball with the cop.
He was at Dunkin' Donuts.
He could thank the public for making your paycheck while you're on the radio. No.
No, and matter of fact, he was supposed to call in earlier, and he texted me and said he was on a call. So thanks to him for taking a little bit of time out.
It sounds like it wasn't a life-threatening call.
No.
So thank you, and that's great. And you were able to get on. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to get in your way and get myself a care package out on the racetrack.
Now he's handing out care packs. I sell my car, and he's handing out care packs.
Just watch out for the 81 Black Bomber that used to be JJ in it. So.
Hey, Nick, anytime you want to give me a care package, just make sure it's a new motor. How's that, pal?
Oh, your package comes in a big basket. Right?
A big box.
Big box, right? Oh, man.
No, the care package that we had was when it was last year. And Mama Nusitelli had cooked.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. She brought some pulled pork,
man.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I don't need no care package. Mama Nusitelli can cook for me anything.
I don't think you're going to get that on the second where you're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs, but hey, that sounds good. Pulled pork barbecue. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. She laid out a big spread. We were standing up at the fence, and we're like, no, we eat a little later. And she bringing up the rolls, and the plates, and the tub of pulled pork.
You know, in the dirt where you stand.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah, she's carrying.
She brought it up to you while you're watching the race.
Yeah, the bucket of pulled pork in one hand and the buns in the other. She was like,
man,
"Have at it, guys."
That's cool.
Yeah, great family up there. Really great family.
Makes us look bad when we don't put a little bit of effort into getting out to the racetrack here in our own backyard because, you know, here it is traveling 3-4 hours a weekend to come down and race with us down here at Vegas. So, we got no excuses if we don't make it to the track. But, yeah, great. Thanks. You know, it sounds like a great time this Friday. I wish I could make it there with you guys, but
well,
I can't. But
and I asked him why he didn't want to do it on a weekend, but the community up there has other
events,
like softball or baseball
or
other events at this place. So, you know, of course, I know when we put something together, we have to work around their schedule.
Exactly.
So, and that's probably why he came up with a Friday evening. But,
and again, it's the first inaugural, so we're going to test it out and see what happens and maybe have to, you know, massage schedules or something. Or it might be a great turnout and it'd be a great thing.
And,
you never know.
And Lord knows, JC Motorsports likes to get on board with some of these events.
Absolutely. And it's something, you know, that you guys have always done and, you know, put yourselves out there, your team. Getting involved in a cause that's worthwhile, you know, and this is one of them, you know, and to take time out of all our busy lives, you know, thanks for guys like Nick Nusitelli to do that.
Put something like that together.
Exactly. I mean, we all know what it takes to put together events. You know, we've done it ourselves, and it takes a lot of work to get things organized and, you know, it really... When they put that kind of effort out, it makes you want to put the effort in to just show up and
absolutely
be there. So,
and as you know, he said he was a cop and he had arrested one of the guys.
Right.
And you got to stop and think of what kind of guy Nick is to arrest this guy, and now he wants to help him.
Right. Well, and again, you know, looking beyond, like, the reason why this person has the disability that he has is because of a recent, you know, prior incident, you know, work-related incident and, you know, causing this and, you know, and you know, it just to recognize that, you know, as a police officer, that's something that they all do. They recognize beyond
And Lord knows those cops see some strange, strange stuff. So,
it's Jay, you can attest to that, man. I'm just kidding. I'm giving you a hard time, man.
But, you know, obviously I don't know how big that community is up there. I've never been there. It would be the first time I'm going.
Big or small, you know, again, like Tim Richter down here has put on six or seven different special event nights and you know, the
Heroes Night,
Heroes
Military
Night,
Night.
You know, and the police officer Heroes Night was one of them, and there's a reason for that. You know, I don't care if the community is big or small, these guys are putting themselves out there in situations that sometimes we'll never understand, you know, and it doesn't matter if there's 10 people in the community or 10 million, it's you know, could be life-changing at any moment, and, you know, thanks to guys like Nick and people he, you know, he works with. So, anyways.
Yep. Great family.
So, thanks, Nick,
for
putting that on, and hopefully it's a great turnout, and when you guys
Friday
come back,
evening.
We'll probably talk about it next Tuesday. And
Friday evening,
talk about
we'll
the
be
event.
Headed up. And as he said, he's got few guys that will be on our team that then, you know, and thanks to him for getting us some guys to be able to go up and play kickball with him.
Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe next year he runs his second time, we'll be able to bring up
our own team,
our own Vegas Bomber team or something, and go up there, and entry fee is $300, you know, all the money stays 100% to those families that Nick and the police officers up there are looking to support. So all the money stays right there, which is absolutely fantastic. And that's what we always get behind. Just like Touch a Truck that we do and other charities, money stays right here.
Now, Facebook, as far as that goes, you stay in contact with Nick through Facebook, so they can go through Gary's Facebook.
Yep.
You know, me and JJ are the only ones in the country that don't have Facebook.
Yep.
So, or he probably does, but he's under a different name.
He has to be.
He has to be, right?
No, if you can go through my Facebook or just Nick Nusitelli, either or. And he's got a flyer on there for
on the Facebook
his Facebook.
Okay.
And I don't think I shared it on mine, but...
You better start sharing.
Yeah, I know.
Be
I
a
know.
Sharing person.
Send,
my,
send mine to my Facebook. It's,
no,
under
your
Joe,
space.
It's under Joe Security.
I'll look that up tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can't beat him, join him. Is that why you're in Joe Security?
I'm trying to slide around the back door.
Right. So
hey, no, and like we said, it's Friday evening. You know, he already knows we're going to be late because, well, people's got to work. People's got to work. So
now, I guess speaking of that, what time is the event and all that stuff? You have some of the information.
Starts at
6 o'clock. 6 p.m.
Yep.
On Friday.
On Friday.
And you guys are heading down probably what?
We're going to try to get out of here around 5.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So,
yep.
But he knows we're going to be late.
So. Right. So typically he said, what, about an hour and a half? So if you want to get there on time or early, you know, leave.
4.
Yeah, about
4 o'clock.
So.
That's it. Pack a lunch, dinner, grab some sandwiches, and head on up.
Yeah, and
on the way.
And I never been that way to the left, like to the what do you say, the turn off for Boulder Dam? Beaver Dam?
Beaver Dam.
Beaver Dam, I never been out that way. So
either have I, and we about to
Google it. Yeah, about to find out. So, cool.
Sweet. Now we'll find it.
Hey, Nick, if they get lost, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
We'll speed around until we get pulled over and ask the cops.
Hey, just let JJ drive.
Exactly. There we go again.
Hey. So, anyways, looking forward
it's going
to
go for a good cause, and I'm happy
sounds
to be
like
part
fun.
Of
looking
it.
Looking forward to hearing you guys about you guys playing kickball. I mean, when's the last time anybody played kickball?
Oh, Jesus. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was a good choice.
Yeah,
pick
slow
grade
and baby
school.
Bounce.
Exactly. If little kids can do it, I think we can do it. So,
grade
hey,
school.
Well, as we all know, I'm fat, so if I pass out, at least I'll have some cops there to help me.
they got radios.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got a helicopter, Ivan.
I got to change my name for the weekend.
Yeah.
To Joe Security.
Jeez. Yeah, cool. So hopefully if you're interested, you get a hold of anybody and everybody you can and get up there.
We have 2 or 3 seats left if anybody wants to jump on board and go up with us. Like I said, we're leaving around 5 p.m., so our time.
Yep.
Of course, it's an hour different his time. But.
And when are you guys coming back? After?
Yeah, we'll be back that same night.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be back the same night.
Cool. Sounds good.
Some of us got to work Saturday.
I know. Sheesh. Cool. Cool. Well, you want to do some race results or anything like that real quick, Jay, or no?
Well, we got the points in.
Oh,
yeah, real
points?
Quick.
Yeah,
which one
do you
call
your points?
It?
These are up to date.
I'll give you the super late model. Scott Gaffarini sitting in first. Justin Johnson second. Chris Klein third. NASCAR Superstocks. Don Sargent doubled up this past weekend. Congratulations to him. Another back-to-back in the two-night races. Matt Larson, he's sitting 22 points behind Don Sargent. And Johnny Spilatro, who we had on here last month, is sitting third in points. Bombers, Sam Jacks maintains his point lead there with Michael Grevy, 34 points behind him. And Nick Nucitelli sitting third. Grand American Modifieds, congratulations to Peyton Saxton. He won this weekend. Vinny Raiucci Jr. sitting second, and Shane Skaggs third. Legends Car Pro, Cameron Morga, Tyler Fabrosi, and Devin Lane. Legend Car Masters, Michael Todd Glazier, Gary Sherrill, and Donna Gunther. Legend Car Semi-Pro, Brian Williams, tied for second is Justin Spencer and Matt Mead. Legend Cars, Young Lions, Caden Carlin, Diesel West, Peyton Garofalo, sitting third. Thunder Cars, Travis Boyle, Chris Bosley second, and Doug Germano sitting third. Kayla Aishelman with the Bandolero Outlaws is leading Camden Larson, the son of Matt Larson, and Matthew Cunningham is sitting third in the Outlaws. The Bandits, R.J. Smotherman, is just tearing up the track out there once again this year. He's out there way out in front in points over Emilio Thompson and Jaron Girani. And skid plate cars is Robert Smotherman, and tied for second is Court Connell and Bryce Wolfe. That's your top three updated points through June 4th races.
Cool deal, man. Of course, you can always go to LVMS.com, click on the bullring link, and go to the racers tab. There is everything you need to know about our end of it on the track or off the track at LVMS.com at the bullring. So make sure you check it out.
I'd like to mention sponsors real quick: Nevada Pick Apart, Camp Out, Reliable Banner, Pickart Radiator, D&N Equipment, and Best Muffler. Don't want to forget Ken Watson at Roadrunner Engine Parts. And we received this weekend from Rob Street, from Rob Street Racing, Duo Street Publishing, some awesome pictures. He was out there again. Rob, thank you very much for those pictures. Greatly appreciate it. You want to get some race photos from him, get your cards, get some autograph cards, go to Duo Street Publishing, Rob Street Racing. Awesome photography out there, Rob. Thanks a lot for everything that you're doing for us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and he puts some effort into getting those pictures just right. He doesn't just walk around snapping shots. He takes some time and really puts some effort into it. So great pictures. If you haven't seen any of them, definitely check it out.
We got a great shot from the autograph session. Some real surprising shots. You got some still shots of the cars. And also, when you least expect it, if he's around, you don't even know he's around. Real-time photography.
Yeah, watch what you're doing.
You got a
shot of it.
Yep. Real-time photography. Awesome photographer. Thanks, Rob, for everything you do.
Cool deal. Sounds good.
Yep.
Now, I know Gary's fiending 3 weeks for till the next race. Oh, my God. I know we all are. I mean, Jay's not. He volunteered to step away for a little bit. So
hey. Not for long.
You know, and I think that I attribute the clean racing due to the absence of Shane not taking that line, stacking up everybody behind him. No, I'm just kidding, man. It was I'm just joking. It's a joke. So.
Really?
Okay. I'm just joking. Come on.
You're in trouble now.
All right.
Well,
let's
settle it on the track. So, you have a problem with that?
Hey,
come to the track.
Oh, wait a second. I have to repair that car. Hold on.
There you go. So, anyways.
But for the first time, you had fun out there. Mikey had a very good race.
Yeah, he had a good race.
You know,
of course, at Vegas, you know, everybody knows you get in the wrong groove. You get freight trained out there, and you can lose, you know,
many positions,
many spots, all at one time before you get a chance to tuck back in. But, you know, he had a good finish. Cars both drove on the trailer. So it was a great time. It was the first time first time I've been on the track at the same time, you know, with Mikey. So,
yeah.
You know, thanks to you guys also.
He stayed out of trouble, had a ninth-place run, you know.
Absolutely.
Kept his head on and... you know, he got stuck outside and floated the back a little, but he dug back in, man.
Yeah.
He had a good run. Congratulations to Martin Sowens on his second win this year. So he had a couple tough races previously and a bad wreck two races ago, but he's got that car back together rolling hard and fast. So congratulations to Martin Sowens.
Now, of course, our next race is July 2nd, which is a Saturday race, their Independence Day special race, which is always a big event out there at LVMS.
Yeah. You got Spirit of 76 Super Late Model Race, and...
which is, what, 76 laps?
76 laps.
Great.
You got the boat race.
Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
Going on.
And the Bombers will have a breakout race.
Yes,
a
20-second breakout.
Yep, and of course the traditional fireworks.
Yep, you got modified, and you want to check it out. You can go to the BomberNation.com website and click around there. You can find out more, or go to LVMS.com. Of course, we're running out of time as usual. After this show, you want to be at Utah here this Friday, and if you
June 10th,
so
6:00.
Get a hold of Gary if you want to find out more. And we'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week. Keep hydrated.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.